97.1 to take it. All right, so let's talk some Lions. Dan Campbell this morning met with the media. And one of the topics of conversation was the loss of John Kaminsky. John Kaminsky is a in-the-rotation defensive lineman. Guy's a bit of a role player, can step up and make a play for you here and there. But he's also not a massive difference maker, but you want guys like John Kaminsky. So they lose John Kaminsky yesterday. And Dan Campbell brought up today, one of the first things that was asked of him was, how big of a loss is it? And are they poised to overcome it? Do they have the material to overcome it? And this is what the Lions coach said. All right, so, you know, that's kind of general coach speak. He mentioned Levi Onwuzurike being healthy. And there was a follow-up question about Levi Onwuzurike. And here is the Lions coach, Dan Campbell. He's one of the best. This is an interesting line, an interesting wording choice by the coach. One of the best on the roster. One of the best at the interior defensive line spots. And whether that's, you know, okay, if he's one of the best, that puts him in that grouping with Aleem McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
Who I think everyone would say would be the best. You would think they would be the best. But I hear that. And DC went on to mention that he's, you know.
Oh, DC.
He had a roading. Sorry, Dan Campbell, Coach Campbell. Sorry, I made a note and I just looked down on the note. I put DC. Then I read it out loud. Dan Campbell went on to mention that his, you know, he had eroding confidence in his body and wasn't playing up to his, even when he was healthier, he wasn't playing up to his potential, and that the confidence is coming back. And you can see it now in the way he plays and the way he goes through reps. Getting his confidence back is really important. And I want to do an evaluation here, Gator, and you tell me I'm wrong. I'm not going to evaluate Levi Onwuzurike. I'm not going to evaluate Dan Campbell. I'm going to evaluate me. Because right now...
How very narcissistic of you.
Well, but I want to know how many people are in this camp with me. Right now, if Dan Campbell says it, I believe it. Right now, if Brad Holmes says it, I believe it. If they're going to tell me that J-Mo's about to break out, which they have been, you know what I think? J-Mo's about to break out.
No, J-Mo's about to break out.
If they tell me Levi's one of the best, I believe that Levi's one of the best. And I think the default position with the Lions for years has been when they say something, when something's going on in camp, I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical. And I have been skeptical for, I don't know, 30 years, 35 years. With, you know, some times where I'd be like, ooh, this could be interesting. But now, when they say it, I believe it. These are the most credible people they've had in charge of this organization the entire time. And Dan Campbell doesn't always blow smoke up your channel either and just praise everybody. He talks about things that are concerning as well. So for the first time in my life, professional life, I can say I am believing everything they say. Am I a fool?
Well, in theory, yes. Because I wouldn't believe everything anybody says. Okay? I think you always have to listen and take with a grain of salt. But you are showing that devout, unconditional loyalty that my high school football coach talked to us about back in 1987. When Dan Campbell tells you this guy he's one of the greats, you say, yeah, he is. He's one of the greats. I mean, you're echoing everything just because you trust him. And I get it. We're in a position where we like what the coaching staff has done. We like what the front office has done to put this team together. I'm not going to go that far as far as you have. I will go that far in maybe in terms of who they've drafted. If Brad Holmes says that this guy is a good draft pick, this is why we like him, I'm going to, okay, I got it. You've earned that. As far as just giving a self-evaluation in the middle of training camp about a player that we have hardly seen, and he's going to say he's one of the best, call me skeptical.
Why be skeptical anymore? Why are you being skeptical?
Because it doesn't matter what he says. What matters is how the team plays. And, you know, I trust. Here's what I trust. I trust that he'll put players in positions to succeed, and that they're going to have to go with Levi Onwuzurike at some point, and they expect him to hold the line. Am I expecting Levi Onwuzurike to literally be one of the best? No.
One of the best on their roster.
I mean, I'm hearing that one of the best, and I'm just like, I can't picture him being as impactful as Aleem McNeil, who is the best. Maybe DJ Reader, who could be the best too. And base that because the coach said so. The coach is going to say a lot of is the coach going to say anything bad about anybody at this point?
Well, he's gonna hesitate.
Isn't this just coach speak?
No,
Doug?
I don't think it is coach speak. I don't think Dan Campbell does as much coach speak as previous coaches. I think when Dan Campbell says something, there's conviction behind it. And I think it's one of the reasons why he is beloved by the players. He doesn't pat him on the back, or what is it? Don't pee on my back and tell me it's raining. I don't think he does that.
You can't say that. Kang? Where do you stand on this?
You know what? I believe everything Campbell says, except with the exception of Levi.
I mean, right?
Because, Doug, I hear what you're saying, man. I do. I understand. Like, these guys have just been spot on with everything. Why not be 100% in? They've followed through on everything they've said. But with Levi, I'm with you, Gator. He's done nothing here, and it's because he's been hurt. I get it. Yeah. But there's been no production. And then all of a sudden, he's clearly one of the best they have.
Here's the thing.
I can't believe it.
Go back to after the first draft, right? Because Onwuzurike is part of the first draft they had. And remember what was said right there. The stories that came out of the draft room that Brad Holmes had to be held back because he wanted to go make a trade. He wanted to move up to get Onwuzurike. No, don't do it. Don't do it. He's gonna be available in the second round. Don't do it. Okay, I won't do it. And then his second round starts, and Brad Holmes, I want to move up. I want to move. No, don't do it. Do it. Don't do it. Don't do it, Brad. Hold up. He's gonna be around. He's gonna be around. We don't have to take him right now. And then finally, falls into their lap. Pick number 41. He's still there, and they take him, and they couldn't have been happier. And he's hardly played since. So, am I wrong in thinking that maybe, just maybe, their hopes and aspirations about Levi Onwuzurike, now that he's healthy, please God, let's be right, because we're on camera and in front of microphones saying all this stuff about Onwuzurike on draft night.
They don't need to do that. They don't need to do that.
They don't need to.
They don't need to do that to salvage credibility.
They don't need to say that he's one of the best either.
But what if he's one of the best?
Well, then, if he is, congratulations.
But I don't think Dan Campbell says it if it's not true, if he hasn't been one of the best they've had so far. And when Dan Campbell, do you believe when they say J-Mo's about to break out?
Yeah, because I think there's some tangible reasons for why I believe that before even the training camp happened. It was the way he was playing towards the end of the season.
Let me be clear.
We actually saw him being used as a wide receiver, dragging people across the field, making plays down the field, involved in the game plan, scoring touchdowns in an NFC Championship game. There's reason to feel like J-Mo's poised for a breakout. Show me where that was last year with Levi Onwuzurike.
You're doing a hell of a job of evaluating what's going to happen next by only using what your eyes have seen you. Jump in, man. Jump in.
I'm sorry that I'm doing the way you're supposed to do it.
No, you're doing it the way anybody could do it. You're only waiting till you have the evidence before you make your case. I'm willing to make the case based upon Dan Campbell's belief in this player.
Yeah, I'm not going there yet. Based on the
Kang, you'll believe
10
everything
games he played last year.
You believe everything they say except with Levi.
Yeah, I can't, Doug. I'm sorry, man.
Come on.
Who's with me? 97.1 The Ticket.